بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، back for another episode of Ramadan Resolve in the last days of Ramadan. And I really wanted to reflect on embracing the things that you changed. Sometimes it's hard to go forward with change, especially if you're surrounded around the same thing that you're used to. But persistence in your existence is so important. And what do I mean by this? I'm very consistent on seeking knowledge. No matter where I was in my life, I was always seeking to know more. And being as though I'm Muslim, the resolve in this and understanding and educating myself Islamically has always been a space in which I can understand who I want to grow to be and the importance of growing to stay that way. So we don't want to grow to just like, you know, play a role. We want to grow to stay. And so that resolve has always come out of Ramadan. Like I said in the previous episode, alhamdulillah, I've learned how to constantly be aware of myself. And I know that my heart is soft, alhamdulillah, and it has been softened by Allah. It wasn't always like that, you know? So that for that, I'm grateful. And for that, I thank Allah every single day because I could have just been left to myself. One of the things that I love about Ramadan is that it resolves my expectations of who I am as a human. It helps me to rely on Allah. And so relying on Allah helps us to be more consistent within our practices and everything that we do, because we can't do anything without Allah. And resolving that notion of like wanting to do everything yourself, wanting to be more independent is beautiful. But the fact of the matter is that independency comes with patience, and it comes with knowing yourself and knowing Allah. Because you can't have independency. The reality is you can't have it without patience. And you can't have that independency without knowing that Allah is the only independent. And so Ramadan helps us to resolve these kind of notions of doing things ourselves and being like the one, oh, I'm self-made and all of this. Because we realize that during fasting, that if it wasn't for Allah's sustenance, how would we actually survive? When we drink that first sip of water or eat that date, we are like, wow, subhanAllah, this is so delicious. I'm so grateful. And understanding that love we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing for us a beautiful meal, or just understanding the sacrifice it takes to actually become aware of patience, right? Like patience throughout. And I think that it becomes very hard, you know, if we are not becoming purposeful in our existence. And so the purpose of us existing is to worship Allah and Allah alone. And with this, we can resolve so much in our lives because we do not worship material wealth. We do not worship people. We do not put people first before Allah. We are always being consistently aware of what Allah has for us and praying that we can grow to become better and praying that we can grow to defeat our oppressor, which is our own selves. Because people wouldn't oppress us if we didn't oppress our own selves. And I truly believe that Allah, when Allah says, I will not change the condition of a people until they change what's inside themselves, that truly means that you will continue to be oppressed if you do not stop oppressing yourself. And so I pray Ramadan resolves this, resolves, you know, all the people in the oppressed over the world and free the people from oppressing themselves so that the oppressor that is oppressing them can stop oppressing. And I pray for the freedom of and liberation of our hearts and our minds to only belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you for listening to this episode of Ramadan Resolve. Inshallah, we'll have one more and we can consistently build on this. But I really just wanted to reflect on this as a whole and continuously build up on this as a resolving, you know, like way of living even after Ramadan. Inshallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.